an overview of topsoil moisture across the United States. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. How was a wet week across much of the country reflected in USDA's latest look at topsoil moisture condition numbers? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the period ending May 25th,
surplus topsoil moisture increasing over the last week from 11 to 13%.
Meanwhile, and perhaps more pronounced,
very short to short topsoil moisture dropping to 23%. A week ago, that number was 30%.
States in the Mid-South and Northeast record notable topsoil moisture surplus.
Our southern states where topsoil moisture is greater than 40% surplus include Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi, then extending into Ohio and the eastern Corn Belt, and then a number of northeastern states also at or above 40% surplus.
While dry conditions remain in parts of the Great Plains and other parts of the country, Rippey gives us a state-by-state breakdown of those experiencing short to very short conditions.
On the flip side, we still have some dry conditions lingering across the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountain states. And among our plain states, topsoil moisture is rated at least 30%, very short to short, in Colorado, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Led this week, May 25th, Montana at 51%. Some of that dryness along the East Coast, primarily lingering just across Florida, 43%, very short to short there. Neighboring Georgia, 31%, with some dryness mainly in the South. Then we have a few western states where topsoil moisture remains quite limited, and that does include our dry southwestern states of Arizona and Nevada and New Mexico. And popping onto the list this week is Oregon at 50%, very short to short.
And there's an update on your topsoil moisture conditions throughout the United States. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.